Good morning. So today and tomorrow, I'd just like to finish up some Kufpei Teres and the issue of Vestos. Again, we're going through the technical details, but now we're speaking about particular people and situations that they don't have. Dom, so we spoke yesterday about what's not so common necessarily. Certainly, if you're a young girl to suddenly begin to get her period before the age that she normally gets her period, the cane was a little more complicated. By the way, I remember that I verified my wife. My wife has a medical background. She says, in contemporary medical terms, woman is not considered to be in menopause till after a year of not getting a period. I mean, not that that has any bearing on halacha. I'm just saying, because it can go on and off a little bit, and she's not technically considered to be in menopause till after a year. So just making that aura. Okay, so today we'll begin talking about Muberes and Menika. Okay, the other two, if we look in source number one, the Mishnah in Nida Zayin and Aleph, for another Zayin days. We've seen this before. The Mishnah says, Rav Elazar Omer, Arba Nashim Dayan Shaitan, there are four women concerning whom we say Dayan Shaitan. And one of them is Psula, which we interpret already to mean, again, a young girl, not Psula in the sense of not having had Tashmish, but in terms of a young girl. Muberes, so it's in chronological order, sort of. Muberes, the pregnant woman, Menika means a nursery woman, and Zakena means the old woman we discussed yesterday. But on the top of Zion Rebbe's, it says, Abba Halachim Kabbalazar. I think at one time we looked at it as a question, Yeshua himself said that, or the mistress of Halachim Kabbalazar. Okay. Anyway, who exactly are these individuals? Okay, so we discussed the first two. Muberes, says the Mishnah, now on Zion Rebbe's, Muberes mishivada ubra, when it's clear that she's pregnant. We discussed this earlier in the year as well. And menika is achetigmal es bino, until she weans her child, assumed to be 24 months. Okay, so Muberes, a woman who's basically showing her pregnancy, is showing, it's clear that she's pregnant, right? It's noticeable she's pregnant. And the menika is a woman who's nursing, which means 24 months, achetigmal es bino. Then the Mishnah says, what about nosna bino la menika? What if she didn't nurse, she handed the baby to a wet nurse, and she herself wasn't nursing the baby? Maybe right away after the baby was born, or after a couple of months, whatever the reason, she didn't nurse the baby herself. Or gemalto, or she weaned him earlier than 2 years, or earlier than 24 months. Oh, mace, God forbid the child died, So then what? So her mayor, Omer then, Matam mace lays. The mayor says, no, it's such a case. Then she goes back to being seeing that whatever dam she sees is treated like any other woman who's Matam mace lays. But her Chachamon daya shaita, even in such a case. Chachamon daya shaita. As Rashi says, so it's two, top of Zion and base. Her Chachamon daya shaita, ad chof dawad chodesh. Shuzman hanoka satino. Because that's the normal time, at least in those days, the normal time for the baby to nurse. So it doesn't matter under all circumstances whether she's actually nursing or she's not nursing, because either the baby died, God forbid, or she gave the baby to someone else to nurse, or she weaned them already. Either way, that's Zman HaNachas HaTino, so it's always 24 months. Then later on in the Mishnah, Riosi Omer, a different definition of each, Muberes Umenika She'ovru Alein Shalosh Onos. Again, three Onos, three cycles, three normal cycles after we've gone by, then Daya Shaitim, which is similar to what we said with regard to the Sula and Kena, we talked about yesterday. That's what he says, three cycles. Okay, and again, as Rashi says in Zion Bays, the second Shabbat 11, Shalom Ra, so three cycles went by without her seeing any done. Okay? Yeah. Now, and then the next Rashi, Muberes Menika, Avalo Abrelelo, Pulling the rest of the time, Kamadama, Lel Muberes, Diashaita, Mishivada Huber, Menika Mishinolo. This last sheet, Rabbi Yossi, is disagreeing both with the Tanakhama earlier and with Rabbi Elazar, both, because they both agreed, okay, that Muberes is Daya Shaita from the time of Mishahuka or Uber, okay, when the Uber is noticeable, that they said, and also that the Menekes begins to be as soon as she has the baby, she already has that status. So he said you got to wait three cycles, okay. So he's arguing against everybody that came before. All right, that's the Mishnah. I printed a Meiri. The Meiri is the very beginning of the Masechta, the Beis and Aleph. Beis and Kriyam, the Beis and Aleph. It's a very clear summary of this point with some of the reasons. So let's read it together now. Source number three. The Meiri says, "V'chakar v'olimot sheyesh noshim she'af shelo b'shas havesis dayan shaitan." Okay, there's certain women who even, you know, are always dying shaitim. Who shama v'lozer? Arba noshim dying shaitim. V'pnei she'ein demehen mitzun. Why are they dying shaitim? V'pnei she'ein demehen mitzun. They don't bleed. They don't menstruate during that time. And that's besula, umuberes, umenikah, v'zakeinah. Okay, and he defines them. And he says, umuberes, he assumes misha hukar ubra. Shazel kishanishlam hu shlosha chadoshim mishas heryona. What is hukar uber? That means she's showing, that's assumed to be 3 months after she becomes pregnant. Okay, so says the Miri. Umenekes ad shetigmos b'no. Ritzono lomar says ad shir haroy legomlo. Who esrim barba chadoshim. Okay, meaning the normal, or it's, you can wean the child at 24 months. That's the period, time. Some women do continue to nurse even longer than 24 months. Even today, there's someone who nurses a long time, even after 24. It's not that common, I don't think, anymore today. A woman who usually go to work or whatever else. But, you know, I mean, I remember a friend of my wife's, a friend of mine, his wife and one of my friends, so she nursed one of her babies for a very long time. The point her husband was kidding her already and said, you know, he asked me, a Shaila, the baby, the kid's old enough to make a brocha. So he has to make a brocha before nursing. Because it was more than 2 years old. Anyway, So I feel high smith, Hari Kashana, Shaina Indian, and he says, why is that true? Sha'ina Indian came Mahma Shadam Nechav and Asakhala. We'll see that. It's not because we assume that as long as she's nursing and producing milk, so that the blood, so to speak, turns into milk. It doesn't mean literally the blood turns into milk. It means whatever in the body produces blood for a menstrual period now is producing milk. Now the milk replaces it. If that were the case, then it would continue even after 24 months. But that's not what it is, he says. Ela shapiruk ebareha einan chozel esaro ad choftal chodesh. The Miri says that 24 months is not because she's nursing necessarily, because the body is producing milk, therefore it's not producing blood. That the same, you know, hormones or whatever it is that produce the blood produce milk. No, that's not what it is. He said it's because it takes 24 months for her to get back to strength, so to speak. Her limbs, you know, obviously giving birth is a major trauma to the body, okay, on many different levels, okay? And you don't come back to full strength, so to speak, till 24 months. That's what he says. A piruk ebareha, literally the breaking, but the strain, the stress, the trauma on her body does not, she doesn't go back to her full strength in 24 months. And that's why, again, even if she is not technically nursing her, nursing the baby, doesn't matter. She's in that category of her body's not back to normal yet. Okay, then towards a little later, the Miri writes, Biosi said three cycles have to pass before and then die in shaitan. It's three onos after the baby, it's known that she's pregnant or after she begun to nurse, but ain't alacha kamosum. Okay, that's the mirror. I just thought it's a good presentation. All right, so the Gemara on that's the Mishnah Zaino and Alakon Arab Zaino Beis. Now let's turn to four, which is the Gemara on the next Amud Chesem Beis. Gemara says, quotes the Mishnah, Muberes Mishivada Ubra. Okay, well, when's that? Kama Hakaras Ubra. When is that exactly? She has to be physically showing. Sometimes harder to tell. Okay, it depends on the woman. So well, when is that? Okay, so we're showing to whom? You know, women, I think, have a good eye. They can usually tell when their friend is pregnant. Okay, man, you know, until she has a big belly, can I say, until she's pregnant. Okay, I mean, you know, so anyway, so he says, Kama hu akars ubar, sumchus omishim remeir, shlosha chadashim, 3 months, that's the cutoff. Okay, that's the point. After 3 months, she's considered to be showing. Okay? And again, there are women who carry small, women who carry big, etc. But the 3 months is the dividing point. Yafo pishin ra'adav ezechaladav, you don't have a clear proof, but I have a pasuk, we discussed this earlier, the year shenemarai, he kimish shlosh chadashim, that was in Parshas Vayeshev, with Tamar. Remember, after she dressed up as a Zona and Yehuda impregnated her, and then after 3 months, she no longer could conceal the fact that she's pregnant. It says, so that's another 3 months. Yeah, it says, Zeichel Dover, Kroxim, Raigadoli. Why do you call it Zeichel Dover? Usually means it's some sort of remez, it's some kind of a weak, not weak, but you know, it's a simple hint, but you hear it more than a hint. It says in the Pasuk. Okay, it's Raigadoli. No, Mishum the Ika, the Aldo Latas, Ika, the Aldo Shiva. Because there's some women, most women carry full term or close to full term 9 months. Other women give birth as early as 7 months, okay? So, as Rashi explains, the Yodel is five, the Yodel is Zion. Rashi says, Shema Nikar Ubra L'Shlish Yomeha. because maybe it's the reason it's 3 months is because that's talking about a full 9 month term. It's 1/3 of the pregnancy term. Okay, so therefore, in most circumstances, pregnant 9 months, so therefore, 3 months is 1/3 point. But for a woman who gives birth early, okay, so then actually 1/3 is not 3 months, 1/3 is, it'll be 2 1/3, 2 months and a third, right? It's earlier. Shemanikra will see Shemaya, the Hainu Shnei Chadash Mashlish, says Rashi. Kamash Rana Zin Abbas, a Rove Nashim. So no, we go by the Rove here. And that's why it's not such a ironclad riot, because maybe it said there, Shosh Chadashim, okay, there's no Rai Mukhrachas from Tamar. Because we don't know, did she give birth, in 7 months or 9 months? Okay, and we don't know for sure. Okay, in Mistama, she gave birth in 9 months. And therefore, the 1/3 is 3 months. But maybe she only gave birth in the 7 months, in which case the 1/3 point would be 2 1/3. And the Chiddush is that it's always 3 months, and we don't question how long the carrying is going to be. Okay, but that's why the Gemara only calls it a Zechel Dover. Fine. All right, so that's in terms of a Mubaris. Mubaris means at 3 months, okay, and at that point she's considered Mesulekas Damim, and she's now Dayashaita. She's not going to bleed. Okay, 3 months, good. As far as Meinika is concerned, so a little later on the same sugya of Tesamot Aleph 6, Meinika Chetigmal Tonar Bonan, Meinika Shemais Bnab Besochais Varachodesh Harayekachol Anoshim. Rameir says that now Menika, if the child dies, God forbid, or she doesn't have, she doesn't nurse, she weans him, or she gives it to somebody else, all those cases, within 24 months, and she's like everybody else, and she's Metam Eisleis, Bekil Vegida. You know, again, the either Eisleis or the last examination, whichever is earlier, or whichever is later. But anyway, they said, "Fichach." Therefore, if she was nursing him for more than 2 years, or even more than 2 years, or 4 or 5 years, okay, it'd be 4 or 5 years, okay. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon, the other three Tanoim say no. Dayan Shaitam called Esar Rechodesh is 24 months period. Lefichach, if I say Menika Arba Chamashon, Metamim Eis Leis Mekila Begida. Past 24 months, I don't care if he's still nursing him. Okay, I don't care if he's still nursing the child. It's going to be like all the other women. So Mor says, Kishatim Tzalomar, Ladiver of Meir, okay, Dam Nek Arbanasachol. Okay, according to Meir, the reason why Menekas doesn't see blood is because the blood, so to speak, turns into milk. Again, not literally, but it means, the body doesn't produce blood. The body won't, the whole cycle in terms of the eggs and so on and so forth, as we discussed at the very beginning of the year, the non-fertilized eggs, that doesn't happen when she's nursing, when she's producing milk. And therefore, as long as she's nursing, it doesn't matter. If she nursed 2 months, she nursed at 4 years. Okay? But the theory also, Huru Shimon, Abraham is sparking, may not show that as some of like we saw in the Miri. Right? It's got nothing to do with the blood becoming milk. It has to do with her body, recovering from the trauma of childbirth. Yeah.
Is that
only
women that are
women
that are close to others?
Yeah, we'll have to see. Yeah, okay. It's very possible today for most women today certainly do start bleeding, even if they're nursing today. Okay, and they become pregnant. Not only in Jewish women, what do they call them? Irish twins? I think there's an expression like that. Right? They have a kid, there's two kids born the same year. Right? Not twins, but she became pregnant right away. It happens. Yeah, but that's a chazal. We saw they go by the rove. Okay, you go by the rove here. All right, now. Then the Gemara asks, technically, Lefichach der Meir Lameli. What does the Meir mean? Look back in the statement in the beginning of this source, in this Gemara Tesamon Aleph. Gemara says, Meir says his position, Lefichach, what do you mean Lefichach? I mean, what's the chiddush? He just said it's because if she stops early, it's consistent, right? If she stops early, so it's logical, and stopping early changes her status. So extending it also should maintain the status. If it's an issue of her nursing, so just like if she stops early, so then her status as a nursing mother stops. So if she nurses more than 24 months, it also should be, the status should continue. Right? What's the chiddush, obviously? I mean, that's what the mayor said. What's the chiddush, l'ficho? So now I got mishum l'ficho to b'yosi. Because of b'yosi and the b'hudu b'shim in the next statement, said they're dying shaitan all 21. So Ficha, they don't, her status does not extend even if she continues to nurse after 24 months. So Mar says, okay, so the Ficha, the Riosi Lamali, why did he have to use, what's his chedesh in the Ficha? No, Mao, the same Riosi, Tarti Isla. Kamayev thought that he really believes in two things. Dam Nekro Nasa Cholov and Everam is Parkin. Okay, Kamash Malon. Tanya Nami Oki, Dam Nekro Nasa Cholov, the mayor, Riosi Everam is Parkin, but Enoch Shakazer, Adesim Arbachodish. Kamayev thought that he sort of recognizes both. So it'll be from one direction, she'll stop. The Rabbi Yosi, would hold that Dayan Shaitan Koles from Rechodesh, but past that, she would also be Dayan Shaitan, because they believe in both Abraham and Sparkin, and don't recover until 24 months. Good, now it recovered, but they're still dumb. There's still no dumb because he's nursing. So Kamashon, no, that they go, that's Lafichach. And he said, Lafichach, he's Lafichach. Fine. Rashi, okay. Okay, that has to do with the baby nursing. Everything is determined, is the baby nursing or not? She's not called the nursing mother unless the baby's talking nursing. Now the baby's not nursing. She goes back and has a purred like normal. Since it has to do with Yanika, has to do with the baby nursing, so then even after 24 months of Dayashaita, okay? Or I should say it the other way. I said, since it has to do with the Anika, so, right. But the Chacham say, Dayashaita, Afopisha Mace, Shana Tam told Benika Savlada, I'm talking Tsar Leda, again, the trauma, the pain of childbirth, that's what makes everything weak and so on and so forth. Lafika, came to Labatina, Kaimis, and I said, Manita, Ashari, Sof, Kaftal, Chodesh, Chosadam. Okay, fine. All right, so that's the Gemara. So the Rashba, in the Bayis HaKotzer, discusses the following. Okay. In other words, we'll talk now about the 3 months. What exactly do you mean 3 months? So let's see. So Rashbon Bayis HaKotzer by Zion Shargimel 8. Nuberes Mishuhukar Ubra Ena Kovas Meibura Kalal the Mesulekes Domim He Kol Yemei Ibura. That's the first thing she's considered. Mesulekes Domim, she doesn't believe the time Meibura. Vikama HaKaras HaUbra Misha Obru Alehem Gimel Chadoshim Mishnis Abra. So first of all, he says it's 3 months, not one third of the time. We start calculating; it's 3 months. Okay. V'chein menika kol chaf dalad chodesh mishas leidos ve'elach ena kovas man vases bein shemenika b'ma bein shigamal tomeis 24 months, no matter what. And k'shem she'ena kovas ves meiburo me'ana kosam kach ena choshesh eslamia shetira be'osan hazmanim. So he says just like she can't be kovas vases. She does see; she doesn't be choshesh, even if she had. So even the response, even if she had a, even if she had a period, okay, before, even if she had a versus kavur before, it wouldn't matter. You're not kosher during this time. So embarrassed means you can tell she's pregnant. She's considered muslekas dumb from after 3 months and on. Manika cannot be kovei 24 months, and the same way she can't be kovei ves, we're not kosheshes either. That's the Rashba. Good. Now, in the Torah's Abayis Aruch, he kind of elaborates on that. Okay, 9, same Abayis Aruch, this is all from Abayis Zayin Shar Gimel. Says, "V'afal pi shalav vesis kavua." Okay, even if she had a vesis kavua before, we simply ignore it. You know, it's kosher for the vesis at all. Okay, and that's the Yemei Minik Tevei Ubra Mubaris Ketzav Shani Parak Kamadanida. Take quotes of the Gemara that we saw, and he says. The time of the milsim is the harezer kachola, the domem mistalkin. She's considered to be like a chola because she no longer menstruates. The mishah shukar uba rosha covered ela mever kvedim. Her head is that feels heavy in her limbs. Avakodim shukar uba ain rosha covered ela ain mever kvedim ela. Okay, even she's pregnant, but first 3 months she doesn't feel it the same way. Okay, that's what the Gemara says, and she's like a chola. Rafal pisha v'yosi chalak with avelo chashul b'sukazal adam kain poskam idam. She actually did stop bleeding. And Abra Shalosh Onos, she had 3 cycles and no dam. Mishal Shugo Baruch, Ketanah B'yosom Baruch Manikah, Shavu Shalosh Onos, Dayan Shaitim. Mistabrili, the last Hilchus HaKabasei, El Kistam Mishnah, the Ksonam Baruch, Mishivada Ubra. Okay? Now, by the way, I just want to mention, this is the status of Chola, okay? The status of Chola, that's what this is based on, both in terms of the pregnancy and Menekes, is a Chola in the sense that the body's recovering from her trauma, and that lasts for 24 months. So that, or she's a chol. This relates to woman fasting. Actually, it's in a chol. It's on the dinim. A pregnant woman, sometimes say even a mubaris manikah is supposed to fast. I mean, this is the situation because she's considered a cholos. All right, the question is, do we send her for 24 months? After she's cholos, there's some person going to do. Okay, but anyway, but whatever it is, it's 3 months. It's 3 months. And this would mean a very important point. Based on this establishment of 3 months, so today, when it's possible to know about pregnancy earlier than 3 months, right, you can ascertain through a test. You can do it at home. You don't have to go to the doctor anymore, right? Early pregnancy test and so on and so forth. So she may know, but it wouldn't matter. That's the point. Okay, it doesn't matter. It's 3 months. That's what it appears in the Rashi. So even if a woman today finds out a pregnancy, that she knows she's pregnant, but she's not, she still has to be cautious if she has a vessel for the first couple of months of the pregnancy, even if she knows she is pregnant. That because it has to be 3 months. All right, now. Later on, in that same piece, the Bais Aruch by Zion Shar Gimel, 10, says, V'ato nevar mu'beres menikah she'ovru alei yemei menikson yemei buron. Now, let's say the pregnancy and the is over, right? The pregnancy or the nursing period is over. Once again, even if she had a vesicle before, we're not chosh anymore. A woman's pregnant like a cholah or dam and select is fine. But now, okay, now her pregnancy is over. She had a baby and her nursing is over. It's all done. And she had a vesicle kavua. Does she go back now, worry about the 15th of the month or the intervals? She had a fixed thing. So, okay, so while she's pregnant, while she's nursing, everything's suspended midair. But now the question, what happens after this is all over with, does she have to go back and be choshesh for that? Okay? So it says, Tanya Beberes, Manika Shai Shafaz Dam, Ubos Dain Koy Mebrun, Dain Koy Mebrunik, the Rameir, and Buru Reus, Shimon Omer Lom, El Dai Shait, El Buru Rishonah. He says basically that the status of being pregnant, the status of nursing, is a shini, a physical change, the shini aguf, right? The physical change that takes place, as Paul says. All right. So he believes that yes, she goes back to original vessels when she sees again, because those are physical symptoms. Now they're over. The gorim, that's what he calls it, machmas hagorim, that which causes her to feel the way she does. Okay, that which causes her to have these symptoms. Is no longer there. It's been removed. So therefore, she goes back to original vessels. The gorim for not establishing vessels is the physical symptoms that are present during this time. But once those symptoms stop, then she can establish a vessel again. Okay, that's the Rashba. The Rambam, Parktes Halacha Dalim. Parktes Hilchos Rabbi, of course. Parktes Halacha Dalim. Hilchos Rabbi. The Rambam writes, "B'chein mubaris manika b'sul v'zekena." All these four. He has a different order than the mission, but fine. Dayan shaitan, ve'enam et Thomas lafreya, ezim mubaris shiukar ubra u'gimel chadashim manika kol chafta lechodesh afilo meis benar gamalta on nisanos nisanoso lemanika. That's Rambam Paskins, all 24 months, and that's now coming down to our Simon Kuf Peites and Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kuf Peites and Gimel mubaris la'achar shlosh chadashim ibura. There's a pretty clear psak in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, here in Siman Kuf Kvetes and Sif Lamed Gimel. Okay, very good. Now, the next question is: well, okay, 3 months, but how do we count 3 months? Are they Jewish months? Does it mean 3 months? When we say the woman, you know, was in her third month from what? We just assume it means from conception, right? So what does it mean here, 3 months? That's the next issue. Right? What exactly does it mean, 3 months? The Shulchan Aruch just says, so the Shulchan Aruch just said that Muberis means after 3 months, you know, that she's into 3 months into a pregnancy. So the Yerushalmi, on this same mission, the same mission we started with on Dav Zayin, The Yerushalmi is in Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel 13. Ad Kama Hu Akaris Uber Sumka Som Shur Meir Shol Shul Adoshim Avu Yirada Vezeichu Adav that whole business with Tamar and so on. And then a second line, Amar Rabbi Yudon Vafilu Beberes. Oh, it's a pasuk. Okay. I should have printed the pasuk. I forgot the exact language of the pasuk. Okay. But more important for us, actually, I forgot the pasuk. Oh, I didn't print it. All right. But what's more important for us is the Gemara says at the end, two lines of Tzvenu Yerushalmi. Reb Zera, Rabbi Bar Bar Zutra, Mechanina B'Shem Rechia, Ruba, Afilu Rubo Shal Rishon, Rubo Shal Achon, Rem Tzoy Sholem. Listen to this. How do we define 3 months? Not counting 3 months from the time of her conception, the conception, but rather 3 months in terms of calendar months, most or the rove of month one, the entire month two, and the rove of month three. That's already considered 3 months in past. It has to be rove, rubu kakula. So in other words, according to Yerushalmi, the 3 months can be part of 3 months. It doesn't have to be three full months. Okay, it could be roll over the first of the month, the entire second month, and roll over the third month. All right.
Is that what the lashon of avur ala is mashma?
Well, I don't think it's mashma either way, is it?
I would think avur means a certain time, amount of time has passed.
Well, this is an amount of time. It's a number, you know. It's an amount of time on a calendar, but I think, you know. But look at the second opinion is on the last line of the Yerushalmi there, 13. Asi Amar. What we call him Rav Asi, Tishim Yom Shleiman. No, it's got to be 90, not part of 1 month. But I don't know, you want to be dying from Avril? I'm not sure. I guess you could. I don't know. I don't think so. All right. That's his opinion. Okay. Tishim Yom Shleiman. Ushmuel Omar, Hain V'Iburehen. It's 3 months and the Moleh or Chaser on the Jewish calendar. The 3 months alternating 29 and 30 days with Moleh and Chosid. So those are the different opinions. Look at the Pnei Moshe in 14, the Pnei Moshe. Ad kama yakar suber shavadar shaita. All right, afish in Raila Dover, because it's the Yalda Tess, Yalda Lazayan, that business we're only two, but okay. And then another thing about the hero of the Ruch, it's a pasuk, not important verse, but look at the last one, the last three. Afila ruba shavishon, kvar nikar ruba hain samech beiz yom. That's 62 days. How do you get 62? Because Rove of the first month, which is 16, the whole second month, and Rove of the third. Okay, that's 62 days. Okay, 16 and 16, and plus 30. Right? The whole Rove of the first month, Rove of the third month, and then the whole second month. So it's really only 62 days. That's a big difference. And Rav Asi said 90, Tishim Yom Shleimim, Kol HaChadosh Mishleimim Shalom Yom. And Shmuel says, no, Hain Vibrahim, Kalomar, Gimel Chadash Minam, Moshe and Shomarim, Lefis Sidron, Echad Malav, Echad Chosir. So it'll be a few days less than 90. So we have these different opinions here. It's exactly how we measure 3 months, three Shitas and three opinions, Amorim, and Yerushalmi. Okay? It's either 62 days, which means Rove of month A and Rove of month C plus all of month B. That's 62 days, 16, 30, and 16. Okay? Or it means three full months of 90, 30 days each, 90, or it means a little less than that because of the, you know, going by lunar months, so to speak, lunar months. So the Beis Yosef in Ar Simon Kuf Peites in Siflam Gimel 15, Kosev Rashbom Beres Hakashoshkam Uvur Menikah Kol Chatar Chodesh Achal Itzla Enu Kovas Vezet Okay and so on Ugemora Miuberes Mishivat Uvur Kama Kors Uvur Shlosh Chadashim Umashma the Shlosh Chadashim Shleimim. Now he says Shlosh Chadashim Shleimim does the basis. I don't think he means 90 days. I mean 3 months, the Jewish months. That's 30, 29, 30. Okay, alternating. That's what he means by 3 months. And the reason I think that, first of all, that's what the Tosfos Yontif says. Tosfos Yontif on that mission, he did Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey 16. Rabbi Yosef Omer Uberes Menikah Shavu Lo Gimel Onus Vitomar Uberes Otana Kama Nami Habol Esof Gimel Chadashim. It's not going to be 90 days. It's going to be 89 days. It's going to be 88 days. One of them is going to be chaser. At least one is chaser. So on the point of the Tosfos Yontif, it is not 90 days, it's 3 months. Because when you have three consecutive months, one of them is going to be, at least one of them is going to be a chaser. That's the machlokas. So, and also, we find this elsewhere. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, Simen Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. Eben Ezer, Simen Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. It says there, Gozer Chachamish Lo Yisa Adam Lo Yikadosh Muberes Chaveru. A person, let's say a woman's pregnant, her husband dies. Okay, and she's, obviously her husband dies, she remains pregnant. So no one should marry, no one else should marry her while she's pregnant, still with the other man's child. Okay, nor explains because he may treat her roughly, doesn't care about the child or whatever. Okay. But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And says that Mufurish over there. Okay, it's based on our fixing the months, one Malay month, one Chasa month, alternating. Okay, so that's what he says. Then Mistam, it's the same over here. That's what I'm saying. Okay, the Yushalmi, the says it's not 90 days. And presumably it's the same thing here. A woman who's pregnant, Meneka, shouldn't get married until after she gives birth, until after 24 months. And 24 months go by our month, summer Malay, summer Chasa. Okay? And the Bir HaGroa there, in Ebenezer Simen Yud Gimel, in Simchat Lamed Beis, he says, the Hainu Chodesh Masha Kafi Masha Koven Osa, the way we establish it. Okay? The way we establish it. Chadoshim is Masha, we're talking about our months, whatever they are. So that's probably what it means in our Simen also. Okay? So it's less than 90 days. All right? Question? Okay, next. Just an interesting point. Really, this whole business made the assumption, this whole business was assuming that it's possible, even likely, for a woman to continue to bleed several months into the pregnancy or 7 months into the nursing status, right? I mean, that's the question. That's the assumption. However, the Maram Chalava already, it's a Rishon. These are the Chuvas Maram Chalava. I came across by accident when I first prepared this. I mean, I was looking for this, saw a reference to Chuvas or Rivash, and the Rivash and Maram Chalava are contemporaries. And I didn't find it in Shulz Rosh, I found it here instead. But anyway, Shulz Maram Chalava Simon Kuf Lamed Ches, 19. Rov Aharos Mesulekas Damim Miyad. It's already in time of the Rishonim. Most women, that's true today, once they're pregnant, they're not bleeding anymore. Right away. Not after a couple months, and then right away. Okay? Below Avzlina Basim Miuta de Misabros Moros. Today, therefore, we don't have to establish a din and say, no, she's going to have to wait for 3 months because there's some myriad of women who are pregnant and still see for the first couple of months. In other words, the Maram Chalava is telling us, in effect, Nishtanu HaTvoim. There's been a change in human nature and in physiology. Now the woman Lamaisa Rovaros, most pregnant women, he says, Mesulakos Domi Miyad. He's a Rishon, right? They stop bleeding right away. Okay, that's what he says. So most pregnancies, the woman was having them immediately. So therefore, we don't have to follow the miyut of women who will still get their period after they come pregnant. Okay, today's women become more or less stopped down immediately. Okay, and they don't stop seeing only after 3 months have passed the pregnancy. It's not like that anymore. 3 months not relevant in terms of the dam. Okay, so that's what he says. And it's interesting, the Bach, in his Chuvis, okay, in Chuvis HaBach HaYashanos, Simon Kuf, 20, Simon Kuf, he has an interesting case. We think these are modern cases. You have a situation of a woman who is suspected, you know, her husband, she's pregnant, and there's a question, did the baby belong to the husband? Because the husband went away, like the husband was away for a while, and now she's pregnant, and she has the baby in less months, and the husband's away for more than that. So it seems pretty obvious that she became pregnant with somebody else. So the husband's away for a year, okay? Her husband's away for 10 months. Husband's out of town for 10 months. Everybody knows he's out of town for 10 months. She's pregnant, has a baby, okay? And the husband hasn't been in town in 10 months. So the circumstantial evidence is what? That she became pregnant with somebody else, right? That's the issue, okay? She had a baby, and her husband hasn't been around for 10 months. And the stomach came from somebody else. So that's what the Bach is dealing with this in Tshuva, and also the same thing in the next Tshuva, 21, the Noda Behuda. We have a few of these cases. Noda Behuda. Madur Kama Chedek Ebenezer Simon Samach Tes. Let's look at the Bach first. The Afal Pish 20. The Afal Pish Al Achash Yod the Yotza Kol al pi misharta shekodem nisun hay sahara. Okay, a little bit different case there. Where she was pregnant before the, you know, what do you call it, a shotgun wedding, right? She was pregnant before the nisun. Okay, the husband was aware of this chatter about her. Okay, and then he's dying, so he wants to affirm that this child that she had is his child, his daughter. The Bach says, well, since we can make an assumption or we have a proof that she had her period while the husband was still around, so that means she wasn't pregnant yet. That's what Bach says. Okay, and therefore we don't want to say that she was pregnant before. Now, one second. According to the Gemara, that would be no proof, because according to the Gemara, they saw the first couple months that way. So the fact that she was a nida doesn't prove she wasn't pregnant, and yet the Bach is saying it does. Right? The Bach's assumption here was, right, and dealing with this problem, the Bach's assumption was the mere fact that she was a nida and went to the mikveh means she was not pregnant. Means she was not pregnant, but according to Gemara, it's not true. According to Gemara, up until 3 months, you can still see, right? So, therefore, that just hammers home the point that perhaps Nishtanu Hatzvah. The same thing in Tshuva Lod Bihuda. Lod Bihuda Kama Ebenezer Simon Samach Tes. 21. Reya Sashir Shekosmo Shekavan Shepirsa Nida Achar Moso. Okay? She became a Nida after the husband died, in that case that he's dealing with. She became a Nida after the husband died. That means she wasn't pregnant. Okay? It can't possibly be the other direction. It can't possibly be his child, right? That was the suggestion. And it's not common for a pregnant woman to again get her period. According to Gemara, it is. The Rehuda said it's not common. In other words, this evidence that she got her period after her husband had died, at some point after her husband died. Well, that means the pregnancy that happened afterwards was not from him. It had to have been from somebody else. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gotten her period. But again, lav dafka, according to what we said. So there's a raya the other way. Okay? And he says, Vani Omer, says the Noda Behuda, therefore. Okay? Ani Omer, Vishil Zechas Shom Lotina Isham Chetzkas Kachra. Uzoni Esses Vashishom. And Shalti Polar Rofim, I consulted with the doctor, says in the Behuda. But Omer Lee, Shadover the Sheikh Ma'od. Ma'od, Ma'od. The robe, Baharman Ashim, Shimchlisi, born rose. The Shofos, Bishas Lesson, Chodu Shaykh Hadassin. Very, very common. Who reports, it's very, very common. The doctors told him, no one do believe for the first couple, it's like the Gemara. Okay, it's like the Gemara. So the Noda Behuda, so he says, you know, even before Hakarzu, a woman generally stops seeing Dom, but the doctor says, not uncommon. And he said, and some women even have it up to the 8th month. Okay, that's what he says. Even up Ad Chodesh Hashmini. Is that true? And he says, someone have their period up to the 8th month. Okay, so it's certainly common to send them to see the first 2 months, which is like the Gemara, which is not like the Mam Chalamah, and not like that Bach. Now, the thing is, though, the others turn it around. If you look at 22, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Tshuva, Adur Kama Simon Kuf Chav Chas, 22, Kiva Eger says that Enechanami, he agrees to the Metzias. Nowadays, women do generally, it's not like the Levita, women do generally stop bleeding as soon as they become pregnant, and you don't have to wait for 3 months. However, he says, but after Einenu rose, did it nashi didan the miyad kishni sabu sulokas dom and minishtanu hatwan. Like we said, Rikin Eger acknowledges the reality that we see that our women today, they stop bleeding as soon as they become pregnant right away as a general rule. Okay. But hachazina and mishulchan aruch, okay, that uberis means mishahuka ubra. Below nisker remes brachon, so didan afbala huka ubra came. Nobody said it to change. I don't know, nobody. But Rikin Eger says, we follow 3 months, and that's it. Okay, even though most women already stopped seeing Dom as soon as we became pregnant, Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Eger says no. Okay, not that he disagrees. And he says from there, we follow what it says at 3 months, and until that point, she's still considered to be getting her period with all the ramifications. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva Eger. I printed here a long Tshuva from Moshe Feinstein, 23. Yoredeya Igor Sashi Yoredeya Khela Gimel Simon Nun Bay, no salah. Here it is. Hine bidvar isha shekvar borer shimu beres ayde hargoshos ba'atzmo often borer ayde bedikos. The woman knows she's pregnant. Either she can tell by the symptoms or some other bedikos ayduos larofim. Aval adayin lo avru gimel chadoshim. But it's in the first 3 months. I can tell you that my wife always had very difficult pregnancies. Never felt well. And she would get dehydrated. She was a nurse. She is a nurse. So she was able to get when she worked at that time, worked in the hospital. So with the pregnancy, she got a, what do you call it, one of those metal poles which hook up IV. You ever seen in the hospital, you know, because she needed IV fluid. She didn't want to go to the hospital. So she was able to get, I guess she had connections in the hospital, so she was able to get one of these, you know, I'm talking about those metal poles that have the things hooking down, the water things hooking down. Put it inside. All right, so she was walking around the house with that. So when she was pregnant with the one of the later babies, so my older child was maybe 10 or 11 at the time, we hadn't told the kids that she was pregnant, because it's still early, but she saw, I remember she said, how come mom has a pole? Is she pregnant? She just assumed people walk around those, because she remembered from the previous baby, mommy walked around those poles and she had a baby. And then she saw that pole and she has a baby. So obviously then we told her. But, you know, so I don't think that would necessarily qualify here as a rhyme of Hakmas, but then anyway, I mean, yeah. The other way I remember, my mother left home, so before she died, she was in a wheelchair. And she was very weak, so she was in a wheelchair. And about a year or two after she died, so my son, Yaakov, broke his leg playing, or broke his ankle, whatever it was, playing baseball, you know, typical thing. So he was with a person in a wheelchair, and my youngest son was terribly nervous. Because he remembered the grandmother was in a wheelchair, then she died. So he's very nervous about it. All right, but we heard talking about, that's why most, I think, right, often borrow, or the bedikos, how you do it, often. Clear thing, okay. But 3 months haven't gone by. So he says, Vada medina gemara, dafka achashar gimel chadoshim, v'chaz mazal chadomim. The gemara says, no, it's dafka after, you know, 3 months, then she's considered mislek as domim. But on the fourth line, Ramosha writes, Aval hu medvar, v'shin shtana latvoyim, ze eze male son, that's already been a couple hundred years, a couple centuries, shatechav, v'shin shabar poskul domim. But this has changed, okay? And v'yadiyaz rovan ashim, umaat kulon, shachoshuz yarche, and how do they even calculate, how do women even calculate when they're going to have the baby? How do you calculate the due date? You know how you calculate that? The last time she got a period. You know, that was the end of the period. If you ask your wives, you ask you know, the GYN, the way the women usually calculate when their due date is depends on when their last period was. Okay, so that's your most right. Kimat kulon shechoshos yarcheiburon mishas hafsokas v'yisadam. Okay, but, you know, roughly the time that the bleeding stopped. Okay, the mistakes, it's horrible. But what Ramosh is saying is that today, as a general rule, women do not bleed as soon as they're pregnant. Don't bleed on them. They don't bleed anymore. Okay, and he mentions that tshuva from the Bach, okay, which was written. He said in Shin Pei Tes, Tov Shin Pei, almost 400 years ago. Okay, so he says that already. Also, he also acknowledges. He says the Bach acknowledges in his case. Okay, she came to press a needle. I'm about to call Shazinsa. Right, the fact she had a needle, she got a period afterwards. That she about to call. We saw the Baal. And Afan Abihuda Bekama. He said, even though the Behuda, he says, Stam Uberes Bechestim Zlech is Domin. Okay? He says, sometimes you see it. Sometimes you see it. Otherwise, you know, he said, the Behuda asked the doctors. What do you have to ask the doctors for? You have to ask the doctors because it's rare. You know that's what he's saying. Kira Gamsha, there are some cases. Kira Gamsha Rose Dom Kishen Mubaros. Okay? And he says, when I said I asked the doctors, and the doctor said it's very common, even up to 8 months, he named Badai Loshan Guzma Gadoli. That was a big exaggeration of the Behuda. Now he said Gufa, then the fact that nobody himself didn't know, and nobody else knew. So then obviously it wasn't that common for her to bleed afterwards. That's what he said. All right? And in the next paragraph also, Masha Heyman, the Behuda, Divya Rofim, Lo Muvan Klal. Okay, he's not disagreeing with the riot that the Huda says that it must be that she had a baby from somebody else. But the Rosh is not saying, because it's not impossible, because the fact that she got her period does not mean she was not pregnant at that time, and therefore the blood could still belong to the husband, because before he died, she became pregnant. Okay? You follow? You understand the case, right? Right? So they wanted to bring a raya. Look, she got her period after her husband died, and then she had this baby. Obviously, the baby came from somebody else. The answer, nobody said no, because she was pregnant with her husband before. She got her period. You can get your period. But Rav Moshe is saying that's still, nowadays, that's the exception, not the norm. I agree with the Rav Huda, that's not enough to say that the blood is not going to be kosher. Okay, I agree with that. Ain lo tziyisha, and they don't, mechatz is kashas. Okay, but look a few lines down in that second paragraph. Havada gamla no Rav Huda. Ruba de ruba. L'chola pochas ruba. Ain roz dam teche kishnizabra. So, and Rav Moshe, therefore, and he acknowledges, by the way, I mean, we'll see in a moment, he's disagreeing with Rav Akiva Eiger. Rav Akiva Eiger in that tshuva in 22, Madura Kamas and Kukha Ches, Akiva Eiger said, Ein hachanami, but still we follow 3 months. Rav Moshe is not really accepting that. And he says in the last paragraph on this page, in part of 23, he says, Vihine b'minika hu lehefech. Our experience, you know, again, the evidence that we have today, okay, is just the opposite. By minika, it's just the opposite. Shemidina de Gemara ad chafta lechodesh ein lochus rizdam. Okay, dalachi v'azir shimon nidav tes sheveram misparkim enaf shechozer. It's not chav talit. Af kishena manika. Even if she's not actually nursing, like the baby died, or she gave the baby to wet nurse tonight, or she weaned already 24 months. He says af kishena manika. But kishena manika is mana chav talit chodesh according to everybody. Uviz manenu kishena manika kama kol anosim rolls dam. Nowadays, as soon as she stops, okay, that she's done right away. Much less than 24 months. Some women, as you said, even too well, they're nursing, but he's not going with that. He's saying many women nurse for 3-4 months, and that's it. And then they get their regular period. They're back in a regular cycle. Okay, long before 24 months. That's what he's saying. Kimat kol anoshim rolls dam. Okay, so he says, v'lachein ad shelo tir pam rishona choshesh, until she does see daka, you don't have to worry about it. Abakus tir pam rishona shuv choshesh, the owner abandonment. That's it. She sees once, now she's back in owner abandonment. From before, okay. So okay, then she'll have to be choshesh rad. Vessi in a kavua, a necker pamacha. We know that, okay. Good. Uchshehim meinika. Top the next page. Uchshehinika nami rak zman kotzer ein rose to lachem potzer shekavas vessis b'nayinu. Okay. Good. Af meinika mistabish l'ner kavas vessis. He gam came mitzashin shtana hatos in the. Or anyway. He writes at the end, he says, I saw the tshuva of Akiva Eiger, okay? But he says, look, he doesn't take into account the Bach, and we saw the Maram Chalava, and he mentioned the Yehuda, and therefore he disagrees. So Moshe's conclusion in this tshuva is that if it's known that it's somehow known that the woman is pregnant, the 3 months not yet passed, since the Teva has changed, once she's pregnant, she starts bleeding, and that's it. Okay, so whatever kulas there are that come in after when she's pregnant 3 months will now apply as soon as you become pregnant. Whatever the daya shaita is, it usually doesn't take effect in the din of the Gemara. So after 3 months, now take effect as soon as you become pregnant. But again, the exact opposite is true by Manika. It used to be that the Manika wouldn't see Dom for 2 years, even if she's not nursing. But nowadays, women don't nurse Dom right away. And therefore, before she begins to see Dom, that we chosen. Once she does. That's that true. Okay, good. Now, in the other two that I printed here, 24, Kerek Dalad Simon Yud Zion, okay? And this tshuva was written to Rav Shimon Eider. Shimon Eider wrote a sefer in Hilchos Nida. I think it's not as popular as it once was because I think the other sefer, the other English one by force, and others just kind of took over. Shimon Eider, I think I mentioned this in the past, but Shimon Eider was the first in this genre, in English, you know, to have... Yeah, halacha on top in English and the footnotes on the bottom in Hebrew, which many people have followed since then. I told you, I think in terms of Hebrew's form like that, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasam, Neuver's one of was the first to do it. That style, you know, you have a few lines on the top and then a whole makoros and analysis on the bottom. I think now it's, you know, it's on everything, you know, everything Kol Chasam, but I think he was the first. But in English, Rav Shimon Eider kind of started this. He actually learned here in YU. You know, he learned by the road. Then he went to Lakewood. And not sure if he acknowledged he learned in YU anymore, but he did. People from, not my time, he's not in this world anymore. He passed away a few years ago. But I think Shefna and others were in the same time as he was. Anyway, so in the back of the Rav Shimon Eider's Hilchos Nida in English, there's a bunch of tshuvas from Rav Moshe. He asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, a bunch of shilas. It's printed in the back of this farm. So in one of the later volumes of the Igros Moshe, this is the Yerodei Chelek Dalet, they printed those. They were originally published, what's it says at the beginning? 24. Tshuvas Anichta L'Ara Gom Shemun Eidrit Shlita Shebishoa Shekostav Sifro Ba'Anglis Salichus Nida Shoal Es Morin Tetzal B'Kamashelos B'Zeh Shehishel Amor. They're just introducing it. So it was they were reprinted in the Igros Moshe. Anyway, one of the Sila Dovas, I don't even remember Kodim Shehuka Ruba, her question. B'Dvar Muberes Yadua Shebizmanenu Techef Mikavim Shemiz Abros already posted on the Dham Nimtzush Be'etzim Ain Tam L'Hachmer L'Chush L'Shem Arosu Meres B'Muberes B'Nanenu. You don't have to be Machmer even in the first 3 months. Okay? V'Gam Kodim Akar Suber Kilek L'Shum Ra'el Zeh V'Ad Rabba Ikarai She'en L'Hachmer El B'Rosu V'Kom Mokom L'Maisa. Here he says Kavim Shemar Kiva Eger Mistapik B'Zeh. Here he writes that since Kiva Eger wasn't sure, he also quotes the truth. He doesn't say where it is. Rabbi Nezer also, that's what it says, Rabbi Nezer caused him to shoot the Shasar, therefore he says, Ein Lahakil. Doesn't want to be Makil there, because, he says that because of Rekiva Eger and Rabbi Nezer Machmer, we should also be Machmer. Okay? And, but then he writes in the next line, very interesting. Over Sifro, Rosha writes, and tells about Eider, in your Sefer, Tzorach quote to Rosha, Ramah Lichto B'Losh HaZeh. Uberes Kodama Kosar Uber Tsarech Livdog Kishigiaz Man Vesta. All right, you have to say she has to check. And Morin Zatzal Hosif Alpe, the editor wrote, Shatam Shatarach Livdog Kakbe Sefer Kit Sure Hilkos Nida Banglis, Usha Sefer Nichtav Gamma Barbali Chuba, Shainam Regilam Darke Gamar Bapsak, the Indian Shinah Hatvoim Hagorim Lushina Lachia Muzar. What did people change? It's like, you know, it's a strange concept explained to them. I never heard of it before. And the halacha changes because people are different. It's strange. Okay? But imzos posik warin tome birish kamosha viril el she'ein muberes tzricha lachosh lachshav eses min haregesh nizbara ibura yidei b'dika refuish. And he refers to other tshuvas and so on. So he's saying in this book he wants to be machmer because people are going to be mixed up otherwise. Okay? And he says, therefore, since a woman begins to show, as soon as a woman begins to show, I'm sorry, even before she begins to show, she should do a bedika when the vessels come. That's what he's saying. Okay? Ain't less than any supposed to embarrass Techav Kishtabar's miracle. It was done. Really, we don't have to worry if she didn't do it, but he's recommending. He recommends she do a bedika. Okay? All right, Adkan, that's in terms of her motion. Good. Let's just go a little further, one or two other things for today. All right, anyway, that was all in the first part of Sif Lamed Gimel. I want to just finish Sif Lamed Gimel, then that'll be it for today, okay? And we'll finish up tomorrow. But yeah. Let's take a look. What about the following question? Can seeing something in Yemei Ibura, or Yemei Menikasa, can that contribute towards being Koveya Veses? We talked about that once much earlier in the year, about a woman being Koveya Veses, Yemei Zivosa. What about, I think we touched on this also, what about Bimei pregnancy and so on? So the Mishnah says on 25, Yud Aleph Man Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph Man Aleph, says, Afo Pisham would die a shaita, but Tzricha Lios Bodekes, she should still do a Bedika. Chutz min Hanida, but not Anida, or Ayosheves Aldam Tor. Okay, that's meaning from day 8 to day 40 after the birth of a boy. And day 15 through day 80, we're in a cave. Okay, that's called Yoshevis Adam Tor. There's no need to do a bedika then. So why not? It says Rashi, Yud Aleph Man Aleph 26. Afal Pishon Vaday Shaita Beisha Sheish Vaveses. Okay, or not only Sheish Vaveses, but our case also the Dalad Noshim, right, including the Muberes Menekes. Tzrichal Yis Bodekes B'chol Yom Shachas Arvis Kishar Noshim. That's for Taurus purposes, obviously. I mean, obviously, for Taurus, she should do it. But Chutz min Hanida, Hanida doesn't. Mishiros Yom Echad Tmeya Shiva. Ve'ena Tzricha B'dika Kol Shiva Shari Below Riyah Tmeya. There's no purpose in Hanida doing it because we know the result. Okay, she's Tmeya anyway. Okay, Ve'ena Tzricha B'dika Kol Shiva Shari Below Riyah Tmeya. Hanida doesn't need to do B'dika because she's going to be Tmeya anyway. And same thing, Yoshem Zaldam Torah the reverse. The Lama Labadika, Filatira Dam Tari. What's the problem? So do a Badika in day 36, whatever. Okay? And she'll find Dam, Shkarek, but she's Tari anyway. So what's the purpose of the Badika? You follow? Again, it's the Tari purposes. So the Gemara asks, you understand? You understand? You get it? And look at this. Ask the Gemara on Yud Aleph on the Beis. Gemara says, Tivdok, she should still do it. Dilma Kabbal Avesis. Okay? So if you look at me, Tala me too, low Kabbal. Rashi, Dilma Kabbal Avesis, Tok Shmona de Kaba, Gimel Rios, may ask you a lesson. Let's say in the 80 days, she's Yosheves Al Dam Tor, it's not really 80 days, it's day 15 through 80. 15 through 80, right? From the 14, she's Tame, and then 15 through 80. That's a lot of days. Okay? Let's say she sees every 20 days. Now, it doesn't make her an Ida because it's Yemei Torah. But it should be enough to establish a Vesis. You understand, Akasha? It should be enough to establish a Vesis. Why not? Okay. Toshon the Kevin, Gimel Rios, Mesim, Lesim, Lashim, Lil, Rebbe, for sure. Rebbe only requires two Rios. We show some, show some. Kashik, Shekashik, Yichli, Mei Torah. Have a Vesel, Lesim. Right? Now, she sees every 20 days. You're right. It doesn't impact anything during the Yemei Torah. I got you. Okay, but should it be, should it establish a Vesis? Now she has to be, let's say it was a day of the month, or the interval, it was Haflogah. It was 20 days each, separated each time. So she has a Vesis Haflogah that she established during the Yemei Torah. Okay, and the same thing during the Yemei, so does that, and we can ask the same thing when she's pregnant. Let's say she talks, she's done after 3 months. It'd be hard to say because there's not enough days, but unless she sees very, very, very short intervals. But you can make, you can concoct the case that over the very short intervals, after 3 months of the pregnancy are over, she's now or deeper in the pregnancy, and she sees Dom, and then 15 days later she's Dom. Can she be Kovas or Vesas at a time? That's the question. Yeah, you with me? That's the more, that's the issue. So, Gemara says, may Tyler, may two a low cover. No, it can't be. And if you remember when we first talked about the Re'i, it has to be a Re'iya HaMechayevitz. Remember, I compared that to the Reb Chaim, not I, but the Reb Chaim, there has to be a Negicha, three Negichas only established when we talked about the Soloveitchik's insight into Chazaka. It has to be three times, not Stam three times, because the Negicha, Nogach Shorshal Hefker, for example, right, we're not, or Nogach Shorshal Akum, that's not where there's no Chiyav of praying. It has to be a Negicha, it has to be a Re'iya, Hamatamas. Okay, anyway, the question now is, but the Gemara wasn't talking about Uberes Menika. Gemara said Chutz Min Hanida. Right? Let's look at carefully, 25. The Mishnah said, Afa Bisham Adai Shaitam, Tzvichlis Vedekas, Chutz Min Hanida Be'eshev Zal Dam Tor. Fine. What about Uberes? What about Menika? The Gemara doesn't say. Okay, so the question is, can she be, if the Gemara concludes, that she can't be Koveya from Yemei Tar to Yemei Tuma. Okay, but that's the conclusion, right? At 27. Tivdo, Dilma Kabbalah says, no, Filo Hochi, Yemei Tar to Yemei Tuma, no Kabbalah. Fine. But what about us? The Gemara doesn't talk about it. We can ask the very same question about the Mubaris and Manika. So the Ramban, in his Chidushim to that daf in Nida Yud Aleph, May 29, the Chidush Ramban says, well, since the Mishnah didn't talk about Mubaris Minika, it must mean that what? She can be Kavas of Esus during that time. Right? Nearly, Nisha Kavas of Esus, Bimemine Kasa. He doesn't mention Mubaris because it's very unusual. Okay, you hear? So the Ramban says, again, Bimemine Kasa is 24 months. So it's very possible for to have Dam every 20 days or every 30 days during those. But according to Ramban, she will be Kovas of Esis because it was not mentioned in the Gemara. Simple deal. But, he writes, Avram told, my Omer she ain't Kovas, lo meburah velo minikos. He quotes the Ravid, and here it is, in 30, the Ravid, the Balai Nefesh, Shara Tikkun Vesis in the Beis. Ba'od yesh itim achayim she ain't a milikos Vesis, kagon, yimei burah, chayin yimei minikos. So he said, b'chulon, imras ha'isha, libo ben ves chadot shekula, ain't a nikba. Okay, so the Ravid is clear that even though the Mishnah didn't mention it, the Mishnah only mentioned Nida and Yosheves Al Dam Tor, okay, you can't be Kavas and Vesis there, but it's true about Yemei Bur, Yemei Minikasa as well, okay? And he says, but don't, because why? He says why. Mipnei Shetameh Mesulokan, okay? You can't be Kavas and Vesis, because that's not called, she's really considered Tameh Mesulokan. She sees blood, that's a fluke thing. You can't be Kavas. Vesis means something fixed. Koveya Vesis, right? The Domila Kharasi Yom Shvin Nidalina Shaina Kovas Bahan Vesis. Just like the 11 days, because that's called Loes Nidasa. Remember? So this is also called Lo. You may, the day she's pregnant, the day she's nursing, those months, she's also called Loes Nidasa, she can't be Kavasa Mesa. But he does say, but a Chosheshu, he also need to have a Mesa in a Kavur. If she talks to sees blood, she'll have to worry the following month, like a Mesa in a Kavur. So says the Ravid. Okay? The Rashbod, the Bais Orach, Bais Zion Shar Gimel, 31, says, Dikdek Mikan Rabban, Disha Yes Kovas Resmen and Kosta, the Lom Mitan Hakalem Torah Didot. Okay, quotes the Ramban, as we just saw. But Abel Arbin of Rom Zal Kosta, Eno Kovas Lom Lom Mibur, Lom Mibur, Lom Mibur, Lom Mibur, Lom Okay, the Rashbod, despite being a Talmud Ramban, says that the Ravid disagrees, and I think the Ravid is right. Okay? And, the Ritva also, in his Kedushim, on that daf and Yud Aleph Mubeis, a fil hocha meitar tzetz, he said, v'dafka meitar lo kova, hov meituma d'shari mein ha-kosa kova. That's the first thing. Rafa Bisham says, the first thing is ikal ha-meidak. He says, ikal ha-meidak. And that is what the Ramban's diak is, right? Ritva begins, ikal ha-meidak. It's possible to medayak that since the Mishnah only mentions, dam Torah and Nida, so it doesn't include the this time. You can't offer two times more decades, man, it costs a man, I cost him. Shematik Mahan versus okay. Umasha Bears and Little Elk, the low boy. 1 second, yeah. The H. Lomar, the Anan Irina Bisha, Ana Menika, Kyonsha Mesa Gomalto, and the Sonas on the Neckers. I'll leave the mayor, Domer Dam Necron, as to call him. Shum Haki Tan, leave the mayor, Davi Stam Mishnah, the Dafki or Shevaz al Dam Torres. He says, no, the reason it's not a Diuk, okay, he's just explaining why you can reject the Diuk. That whole deal, yeah, that was her mayor talking. He's going to hold the dafka, but others will disagree. Okay? And he writes, therefore you can disagree, and you say, b'mei tumah, ha'koz man sheminikal olam lo kava v'lo bodka, kach perish rashbo. That's right. Rabbeinu Ramban disagreed, and the Ravid disagreed with him, and that's the minhag. Okay, the minhag is not to. So you're not going to Kovas Vesis. Now the tour actually writes, 33, Ukashem, She'ena Kovas Vesis me'ibura, v'me'en ikasam, kach ena choshesh lo v'yishatir ba'osim chazmanim, v'yiz ha'kalam v'vesena kavua. Which was like his dama legamri. He says, really? You don't have to be choshesh for a Vesis kavua. Nothing. You don't have to be choshesh at all. You don't have to be choshesh at all, which is like Ramban. Ramban disregards it completely. You don't have to be choshesh at all. And he says, Riyasa Kala, this is less significant than Vesey and a Kavur, because she's Musalekas Dama Lagamri. But he writes, Yesh Gedolim Morim, Sha'omer Shechoshesla, Kader Shechoshesla Vesey Shaina Kavur. Some say that you have to be at least Choshesh for like a Vesey and a Kavur, Roy Lachos and Ivarim. And that he's not willing to be Makel against. And that's how Shulchan Aruch also rules here at the end of Sif Lamed Gimel, 34. When we call Mokam Choshesh L'Riya Shatira, okay, so claims, so rules the Shulchan Aruch. Just to finish up, the Shach, okay. The Shach in Sukkot 9 Gimel says an interesting point. Interesting klal and kolep Shach. All right, so again, to go over it again. Ramban says that since the Mishnah doesn't talk about Mavaris Menekes, then they're going to need to Ubedika because it can be Kovei Aveses. The Ravid says she can't be Kovei Aveses, and the Rashbo agrees with the Ravid, and the Ritva also says the Minig is like the Ravid. The tour says you do need to be Choshish for really happened during this time, at least like Aveses Eino Kavua. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says. So you're not going to establish Aveses Kavua, but at least Aveses Eino Kavua. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says again. We call Malachi 4:34. We call Mokam Choshe. I have to read it together with the first part of the Shulchan Aruch. So printed way back in number 12. Yeah, I'll read it together now. The whole Sif Lamed Gimel. Mubaris la'achar shlosh chadashim libura umenika kol chavta alchodesh achar leidas avlad ena kovas veses afilu meis avlad or gemalto. Damim misulakim em kolzman iruv achol chavt al chodesh. But when we call mokam choshesh is l'riya shetira, if she does see anything, she has to be choshesh, kedar shechoshesh is l'vesh shayna kavur. One time. So the Shach, it's got an Ayin Gimel here in 35, says the following. Ena Kovas, Klos of Abba, Tema, Lama Pasu Lahakil, Tratur, Hebi Das Ramban, Lahoris Chomer Kinvar. Why Chos Ramban? That's what the Bach answers. He always takes the stringent position. So the Ein Zed Tema, the Kaimelon Bechok, Shem Mitzvah of Hasim Beis, the Kalmachin Rachol, or Shonim, Kaimelon Kachronim. Listen to this. He has a rule from the Shulharach and Nichols Avis, I think it is. Okay. That Kol Mokum Shachronim Chokon Rishonim Kaimelon Kachronim. You follow the late Hichos of Kabasoy. But he's talking about among Rishonim, within Rishonim. It doesn't mean Rishonim versus Achronim. It means early Rishonim versus later Rishonim. Okay? So he said we should follow the later ones. He's calling the Achronim. Yeah. Okay, right. So that's what it means, right? So we have to follow the Achronim. Aval, im Divrei Rishonim ein mufarshim ein tzachus of Achronim, there are absolutely other Divrei Rishonim. But it could be sometimes they didn't know what the early ones said. You have a Shmilu, have a Adri, and they might have changed their mind if they know about it. The Kol Shein Hoch over here, Sharash Bochot, he said, why don't we follow the Tema that the Bach quotes, why don't we follow the Rabban? So the Shach answers, because other Rishonim already disagree with the Ramban. The Rashbo disagrees openly. And that's why. And then he says, the Kavan, the Harivet Baharitvo, both the Harivet and the Ribot, Maskimo Das Rashbo, they agree to Rashbo. Kedisim Eishelsi, if they're not Harivet the Ramban, Yochid Lengabayo. Okay? And not only that, but the man of the Ritvo, the last two words of the Ritvo in 32, V'chein HaMinig, this is the way it's done. Okay? And therefore, we follow the minig, and so a common divest of bona lai bo l'kula. Okay, time in it. All right, the next couple of the achronim on this discuss what about the owner benedis? Because you still have to be kosher to owner benedis. We'll see a couple of different sheets. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay, so we'll stop over here. And tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, we will finish Simchot Petras. Okay?